This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we do have more show prep, but first we're going to the phones. We've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Minister Edgington. I wanted to take a moment to apologize for my hostility towards the host, Free Talk Live.
I accept your apology, James. Thank you.
And to explain my actions, I was dealing with a severe case of erectile dysfunction stemming from my repressed homosexuality. And I'm sorry I took that out on the hosts of Free Talk Live.
Have you got all fixed now, James?
Yes, now that I've embraced my homosexuality, my erections are better than ever. And
thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. For those of you who are not in on the joke, James in Arizona is a longtime caller to Free Talk Live who has, been angry with the show hosts and, whatever. Has freaked out on multiple occasions, and this guy is lampooning him. And there you go. That's what happens on Free Talk Live. If James wasn't banned from the airwaves, he could call in and defend himself. But
poor James.
That's what happens when you threaten my family. So there
exactly.
You go. Exactly. I got an article here from the Mises Institute, Mises.org, written by Ryan McMacken. Police have no duty to protect you. Federal court affirms yet again. If you believe that what they write on the side of police cars is true, to serve and protect, I need you to listen to this article.
I do believe that, because what they are serving and protecting, their job is to enforce copyright and intellectual protection, IP property, intellectual property rights. That is really the scope of the American Bar Association, and that is who the police work for in a certain capacity.
All I would say that this is true, that they serve and protect the state, not you. You may consider yourself part of the government, but if so, you should try being the government sometime. Try making a change to the government, and you'll see how much of the government you actually are.
The police aren't government. They're governmental.
Right. There are people in the government. It's a small club. The people in the government, it's a small club, and you're not in it. Following last February's shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, some students claimed local government officials were at fault for failing to provide protection to students. The students filed suit, named six defendants, including the Broward School District and the Broward County Sheriff's Office, as well as a school deputy, Scott Preston, and campus monitor, Andrew Medina. On Monday, though, a federal judge ruled that the government agencies had no constitutional duty to protect the students who were not in custody. So once they take you, arrest you, you're then
they'll protect you.
Then it's their job to protect you. But before that, it's not. And what it must have been like, hold on, I want to finish up this paragraph. This latest decision adds to the growing body of case law establishing that government agencies, including police agencies, have no duty to provide protection to citizens in general. What it must have been like for these young people who were, dodging bullets at a government school government officials standing outside going, what do we do? Where do I put my thumb? Right here where the sun doesn't shine? Right? And you know, blah, blah, I don't know what's going on, what it must be like for them to, you know, they think they've got a rock solid case. Here's these people. It's their job to protect us. We're at their school, and they stand around and they do nothing. Wham, bam. Thank you, Your Honor. We're in the money. Nope. Nope. Nope.
So what are they hired for? Why are they even there?
To protect and serve the state. Why are they in schools? To arrest your children.
Copyright enforcement.
Well, I don't know what that means in school, but it certainly means, I mean, the evidence is, especially in southern states, you're finding, in Florida being one of them, I presume, what they call the school-to-prison pipeline.
Sure. Well, I've learned the very hard way. Through several court appearances, through being arrested several times, through receiving over 250 traffic citations.
And by the way, you have never committed a crime against a person that I know of.
Well, I've never committed a crime against a man,
right.
A woman. There has never been an affidavit that has somebody claimed an actual injury or damage or property loss. I did get in a car accident once. That was my fault. I just paid the guy for a new bumper, and we're still friends to this day. That's really about it. Anyways, but the copyright thing in force is part of the mission statement of the American Bar Association, ABA.com mission statement. You can go find that. It says in there to enforce copyright and respect intellectual property rights of others. And they are serving copyright. They're enforcing copyright. And the copyright, as I've learned the hard way, is the name and date of birth on these government documents that everybody carries around. And so you're operating under, as an actor, as a character in a play, a copywritten play, essentially. And you got to play by their rules and pay the royalties to those, you know, and get the licenses to do certain activities under that copyright, and you might be okay.
It may or may not be so. I don't know the answer. But knowing the answer, I don't know how it's going to solve the problem necessarily, in so much as these people have no obligation to protect and their courts say so. You know, go on with this here. Here's a little quote. Neither the Constitution nor state law impose a general duty upon police officers or other government officials to protect individual persons from harm, even when they know the harm will occur. Okay, so nobody in the government is responsible for protecting you. Going on here, police can watch someone attack you, refuse to intervene, and not violate the Constitution.
Hey, is anybody in Walmart that works for Walmart Corporation responsible for protecting me?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see the government any different than Walmart or the American Cancer Society or anything like that. And if you listen to all this, I'm going to just use sovereign citizen talk that I've been listening to my entire life. I've been hearing my entire life from the gurus that government is no different than any other private corporation, and the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court upheld this in 2014 in an article from the Washington Post by Bradley Ralco. The headline, Massachusetts SWAT team claims they're a private corporation immune from open records law. And Massachusetts has what is called law enforcement councils that are registered as 501c3s.
I want to get into that. I think that's a fascinating little bit here. But first, let me go on with this particular sort of line of thought here, because I think that it comes as a surprise to a lot of people that the police have no obligation to protect you. Because, I mean, what do they say when you talk about, well, let's get the government out of people's lives? Well, what do you mean by getting the government out of people's lives? I'm talking about cutting it all. Let's get rid of violent, coercive monopolies that demand your tax money. That's another thing. You say taxation is theft. And they say, well, how are we going to pay for the roads? Right? First, it's the roads. Second, then it's cops, courts.
Firefighters.
Firefighters. Soldiers, you know, these kind of things. These are the things that people want to know about. So, excellent. Let's talk about those things. Let's talk about police and that sort of thing. Well, first off, it would be important to note that police have no obligation to protect you. So the idea that you're funneling money into, and I've been here in rural New Hampshire. I know where this money goes. We have town meeting, and I get the annual report. I know where the money goes. Money goes number one to a school.
Yep.
Number two, it goes to the cop
police
shop.
Department.
Now, admittedly, some cop shops in some towns aren't like New Hampshire, where the ticket revenue in New Hampshire goes to the state as opposed to the town. So if a cop writes a ticket in a town, they're writing it. They're not expecting the revenue to come back. It's they're not revenue generators as they are in some places. But nonetheless, police departments are expensive, and you'd think they'd have an obligation to protect you. They don't. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Reading the story here from the Mises Institute at Mises.org that informs us that we have no, that the police have no obligation to protect us. We have no reasonable expectation that they will. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that there's some young, spry, brave individual who joins the police department in order to, you know, protect me and my family with this thought that he's going to, you know, do the best for his community and that he's be willing to throw himself, you know, in front of a bullet for to protect my kid. Sure, I believe that that's true. But I think it's important to distinguish the difference between, say, a security company. If you were to hire Quack and Hut or you know, any one of these variety of security companies around America to watch your house, then that contract would very likely have some kind of clause that would provide you some kind of protection. They have insurance for a reason. Whereas police departments, no, there's not going to be anything like that, and the Supreme Court has backed that up. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things cryptocurrency. We are seeing more and more activity in the blockchain. People are getting, you know, I think it's because, my guess, I'm not wishing this on anybody, but I believe that there's a recession on the horizon. I think it's coming. We've been the longest bull run of the stock market in history, and I don't know how big it's going to be. I'm not claiming any of that stuff, but I know when it comes to a recession that money flees the market, stock market, and goes elsewhere. Where does it go? Sometimes it goes to bonds. Would you want to put it in bonds when Trump's manipulating the currency right now in order to fight with China? So maybe not bonds. Maybe it'll go to gold. Gold just hit a six-year high today.
What is it?
15,000.
Oh, wow.
1,500, excuse me.
I was like, 15,000? I was like, that's
1,500. Well, Bitcoin hasn't hit 15,000 again recently, but it may do that too, yeah. And the question you have to ask yourself is consider how small the cryptocurrency market is and how much money would need to flee into it for it to double in size. Gold's a big market. It's established 5,000 years behind that particular market, better established than any other market out there. Cryptocurrency, itty bitty in comparison. And I mean, I'm just thinking here that you're going to see something happen with Bitcoin. And John McAfee agrees with me pretty thoroughly.
Well, when the world actually realizes and people get their mind wrapped around that Bitcoin is actually digital gold, and I think better than gold, because unlike J.P. Morgan's Comex Exchange or Merrill Lynch's Comex Exchange vaults, we can't audit you know, how much gold or silver they have, and they can just naked short the heck out of it and just sell a whole bunch of it and drive the price down, even though they don't have it, because they don't have to deliver it in this commercial digital gold sales, because there is no gold blockchain. But because of the Bitcoin blockchain, you can't counterfeit Bitcoin the way like Merrill Lynch is literally counterfeiting gold.
So if you want to find out more about cryptocurrency, how to get it, how to hold it, how to protect it, all those things, just what it is, go to Bitcoin.com. They are your source for all of this information, and they make it easy for you to acquire it too. It's Bitcoin.com. And they've got great news sources there, too. They've got a full team of journalists as opposed to, I don't know, people who are just repeating stories on the Internet. Going on with this article from Mises about the police and their obligation to protect you, the Supreme Court has repeatedly held the government has no duty to protect persons who are in, only has a duty to protect persons who are in custody. So that means that, A, there's no obligation to protect you otherwise. And B, what is custody? Because these kids who were at this Marjorie Stoneman Parkland whatever school.
What are persons?
Well,
the corporation is trusts and associations.
I don't think that they're thinking of it that way, but maybe.
It's not defined as a man or woman anywhere, the term person in law.
That could be the case. In this case, this is a... this is decision. So this is law. This is an opinion, legal opinion. So in this case, they're saying that only has a duty to protect persons who are in custody. And I think this is what the students were hanging their hopes on. When they sued the cops for standing around at the high school while they're getting shot up. They probably were saying that, well, we're in school, so we're in the custody of the school officials.
Right.
Moreover, even though the state of Florida has compulsory schooling laws, the students themselves are not in custody. Here's from the ruling. Courts have rejected the argument that students are in custody of school officials while they are on campus. Custody is narrowly confined to situations where a person loses his or her freedom to move freely and seek assistance on their own. That sounds like school to me. Such as jails, prisons, and mental institutions. Hutchins is right. The U.S. Supreme Court has made it clear the law enforcement agencies are not required to provide protection to citizens who are forced to pay the police for their services. In the case of, this one here, it's DeShaney versus Winnebago and the town of Castle Rock versus Gonzales, the Supreme Court has ruled that the police agencies were not obligated to provide protection to citizens. In other words, police are well within their rights to pick and choose when to intervene and to protect the lives and properties of others, even when there's a threat apparent. In both of those court cases, clear and repeated threats were made against the safety of children. But government agencies chose to take no action. A consideration of these facts does not necessarily lead us to the conclusion that law enforcement agencies are somehow on the hook for every violent act committed by a private citizen. This reality does belie the often made claim, however, that police agencies deserve tax money and obedience of local citizens because the agencies keep us safe, right? So that's what we're told, is that we need these agencies, the police agencies, in order to do this, that, or that, or the other. And I say, you're not going to have a government that is acts responsibly until they're held responsible for their actions.
And they will never be held responsible, they will never be accountable, when people have the power or the authority to put a gun in your face, to use the threats of violence and force to make you pay them for their services, there will never, ever be accountability.
Well, that's what a monopoly is, and the government's the only one. I know you think you've heard of monopolies before. You heard about them in school. I bet you even heard about Standard Oil, or maybe Microsoft.
And all those monopolies existed because government gave them an authority to exist.
Well, those weren't even monopolies, because mono means one, and opoly means the business, right? So Standard Oil was never the only company providing oil, and Microsoft
right.
is not the only company providing operating systems. Yeah, they were important in the marketplace. Microsoft was about 10 years ago, but now what are they? I mean, they're providing Windows. It's an operating system. But they used to have all the big services like Word and PowerPoint and all that stuff. Well,
you can get everything free.
What's the market share on those things now with LibreOffice and I can't remember what the other one is. But there's
Google Docs.
Google Docs basically provides it. Google
but
is another
Keene
one.
But the Keene police still have the exclusive monopoly on violence here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I'd say Keene gets its power from the state of New Hampshire, so maybe it would be the state
police. Share that with them.
855-450-3733. It's a cartel. 855-450-FREE.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a very busy day in Dayton, Ohio, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way back to Washington, D.C. The president was visiting both cities after mass murders took place over the weekend. As far as if the president should have been visiting both cities, former Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich believes
Well, he's the president. He should. He can come if he wants to. And he needs to come, and he needs to be a healer. He needs to be strong, but he needs to be humble.
Agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement nabbed 680 illegal aliens in a controlled sting operation across 7 food processing plants in Mississippi. The raids were taking place in small towns around Jackson, where Latinos make up a majority of the workforce at those plants. The agents also went after businesses that hire illegal aliens, and the Dow was down 22 points to close at 2607. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We were just talking about Bitcoin on the air and cryptocurrencies. If you'd like to take cryptocurrencies at your business, and I think it's a great idea, because not only are you going to develop new customer relationships, because people look for places to spend their cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency people are huge advocates for this new type of payments processors. And if you want to be, you know, have these loyal customers for yourself, then you should go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They make it easy, simple, fast to accept cryptocurrency at your business, whether your business is, you know, the kind that you have online, or the kind you have in bricks and mortar, or the kind that you go from house to house, whatever it might be. They can make it easy. Sign up's easy. No ID verification. No paperwork. No getting rejected by a bank like they can with card services. God, I hated that when I was in business. It's awful. They've got, it's easily accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, several other cryptocurrencies. It's a simple app, and it works on iOS and Android. They've also got a browser version if that's what you need. It allows cashiers to accept, but not to cryptocurrency, but not get full access to your crypto. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's that easy.
I literally bought an iced coffee on the way to the show with Bitcoin Cash at All in One Market in Henniker, New Hampshire, because if the two boys that own it and with their father and their grandmother. If the grandkids are there, they're in their 30s. Then you can pay with any crypto.
Yeah, we met them the other day. We drove through.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's places in New Hampshire and around the world that are accepting cryptocurrencies. Ian was in Tokyo, and Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com was showing him all the places that accepted Bitcoin Cash. And, it's out there, people. You can do it. Now, a lot of people don't know, and sometimes you'll find a cashier that's like, I don't know what to do. And, you can help them out. That's fine. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com will help you. Let's go back to the story here from Mises about police and their obligation to protect you, which is to say, none. The reality, nevertheless, we are told that this there is an agreement here, a social contract between government agencies and taxpayers and citizens. So the fact that the courts have ruled again and again and again and again and again that the police have no obligation to protect you, people will then say, well, they just sort of do. And that's fine until they don't. And if they sort of do, now we have to consider what's the cost? Because now we're saying that there's protection services that they may or may not provide if they'd like. And, of course you have to pay your taxes. But what if your town, for whatever reason, decided we don't want cops, we're just going to hire a security company?
I wonder if fire departments are required to go put your house out.
I've been told, surely as a fireman yourself, you've heard the stories of, somebody shows up to a barn fire, the firefighters show up to a barn fire, and like, yeah, we're not putting that out, that's outside our district. You've never heard these stories?
Well, I was in New York once, and a guy's barn was on fire, and it was in the middle of nowhere, wouldn't have caught nothing on, and he's like, listen, it's gone, don't put it out. It's just full of hay.
Let it burn to the ground.
Let it burn, and nope, they put it out. We have to put it out. But the district things, I've heard those stories. But Massachusetts, well, I was in the fire department there. They have mutual aid agreements with every bordering town, so that doesn't really happen. And Munson, Mass borders. Summers, Connecticut, they have mutual aid agreements. They respond to each other's things.
Right. I've responded to Vermont. Outside of the state on calls. So I don't know exactly how it works, but I've certainly heard about those sort of situations. And if you had private fire departments, and there are private fire departments, would they really let somebody's building burn while they negotiated a price if they couldn't, whatever? Doesn't seem likely. It's just a bunch of water.
I found a headline about that when I was looking for this question, actually.
You've got something?
Now, let me find it if you want to go on for a minute.
Okay, no problem. Let's see. And by the very nature of being a contract, that's a social contract, we are meant to believe that it is a two-way street. Taxpayers are required to submit to a government monopoly on force and pay these agencies taxes. In return, these government agencies will provide services. In the case of police agencies, these services are summed up by the phrase, to serve and protect, a motto that has in recent decades been adopted by numerous police agencies. What happens when those police agencies don't protect and serve? What happens when one party to this alleged social contract doesn't keep up its end of the bargain? The answer is very little. Taxpayers will still have to pay their taxes and submit to police agencies as lawful authority. If the agencies or individual agents are forced to pay as a result of lawsuits, it's the taxpayers who will foot that bill too. Oh, sure, the senior leadership positions may change, but the enormous agency budgets will remain. The government agents themselves will continue to collect generous salaries and pensions, and no government will surrender its monopoly on the use of force. Let's talk about that generous compensation the police get. Now, I think everybody knows that New York, Los Angeles, Chicago cops, these people make good money. They have good unions, good pensions, and all that stuff. But a lot of people, I know a lot of small-town cops, small-town sheriffs, and they're not making nearly the money that they are. Now, consider the cost of living in rural Mississippi is significantly lower than it is in urban New York. But at the same time, when you're talking about the benefits, so really, you have to look at what their neighbors are making. If you're in I don't know. I'm thinking Waldo, Florida. I've been through the place, and it's known for handing out tickets. If you're working as a cop in Waldo, Florida, sure, you're not making a great deal of money compared to Tampa, Florida, but you're also making a lot more money than, I don't know, most of your methed out kids you went to high school with who don't have a job at all, or the ones that are working at the prison or whatever. There's just not that many jobs in that area.
The ones working like at Walmart or Burger King or whatever.
Sure.
Making a lot more money than those guys.
A lot of these towns,
the average guys,
that really you just drive, the interstate just goes through. You know, there's so many of them out there where, hell, what are they doing? They're providing Americans in cars with services, and that's really what they do. Well, the cops, you know, they float around in their cop cars, and presumably people go a little slower because they're around, but they don't have any obligation to protect those to get those speeders. That you're irritated by. Oh, that guy's going too fast. I hope the cops get him. Well, you know that doesn't mean they're going to. Maybe they do. Maybe there's that odd chance that you come up a little bit around the corner and there he is pulled over. But I just don't think people know about this whole thing where cops are obligated or not obligated to protect you. So, Jay, what was this article that you were...
So it's from ABC News. It's 2010 and... It's a rural Tennessee, no pay, no spray. Firefighters let home burn. Firefighters in rural Tennessee let a home burn to the ground last week because a homeowner hadn't paid a $75 fee. So Oben County, Gene Kranick and his family lost all their possessions on September 29th, along with three dogs and a cat they could have saved. And I read the article, and there's basically... If you live outside the city limits, you've got to pay the $75 fee.
Right.
There is no essential, like, fire services.
Right.
And the guy, in the article, the guy's house is on fire, and he's telling the fire department, hey, I'll pay you right now.
They wouldn't take it.
Nope. They wouldn't do it.
Well, that's pretty rotten. I mean, you know, it sucks. As a firefighter, I think that stinks.
Yeah, I think if I was there, I would have, you know, put the engine in pump and started going. Probably would have got kicked off the fire department. But my fire chief wouldn't have let that happen.
No, my chief wouldn't have let that happen either. I mean, you know, I don't understand that, but it certainly can happen, and you probably should pay that $75 fee for fire service. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and discuss whatever you want. We're talking about this, this article from Mises.org that's pointing out in that most recent shooting that went on the Parkland High School down there in Florida that they tried to sue to get some kind of compensation for the cops not performing the way they would have liked. And once again, the courts have ruled that the police have no obligation to protect you. And I know here on Free Talk Live that we're called cop haters. I mean, we've had people call in multiple times, many times throughout the years, and say things like that. I don't hate the police. As a firefighter, Jay, we have worked with police on multiple occasions.
And they've worked against us also.
Right. Well,
on some issues.
That much is true. They certainly have.
Worked with them a lot.
But
on car wrecks and all kinds of things.
Well, on the car wrecks, for me, all the interactions, they've been, you know, highly professional. They've done their job, and, you know, I've done mine, and I don't have any complaints as far as that goes. However, I just want people to know the truth is that your fire department probably doesn't have any obligation to put out your house. Now, I mean, if they did, then wouldn't they have a time frame that they had to get there? What's the old saying? And for volunteer fire departments, Jay, we've never lost a cellar hole.
Right, we're here to save foundation.
Right. if you're from Florida, you have no idea what we're talking about. This means the house is burned down, you know, and it was just the concrete's left.
What would have happened on the fire department I was on, small town, Bonsville, we had 3.6 square miles, but it was kind of a dense little village, and there was in Palmer, there's actually three different fire departments in the village.
That happens.
And anytime there's a structure fire, anywhere in Palmer, all three fire departments and some of the neighboring fire departments
show up.
Because a lot of times your water relays is a huge thing, especially if it's not where there's a hydrant.
And most of the time there's not.
Correct. Anyways, if what would happen in Bonsville, Massachusetts, if our fire chief says, no, you're not doing that, and enough firefighters agree that it's not a mutiny, you're not putting this guy's house out for whatever reason, because we don't like the socks he's wearing or whatever, I could guarantee that man would not be elected by the people because people would find it reprehensible that he didn't put a put a house out.
Your chief was elected?
Yes.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, that's the way it works down there.
Ours was appointed by the selectmen, but I couldn't have asked for a more professional fire chief. So, tell me about this relationship between police agencies and being a charity or something. I've got this article here from the Washington Post. But
so, in a nutshell, the Massachusetts State Police got sued by the ACLU. Oh, this was, I don't know, 2012-ish or something. And, well, first they did a public records request because they wanted to know what the ACLU had things. I mean, the ACLU wanted to know what state police had been doing. They wanted to know some things, you know, how many raids they conducted and things. Because what's happening is there's so many examples where, based on confidential informants who give the wrong information, this article, actually, if you just Google Massachusetts State Police, Jack Collins, ACLU. Jack Collins is the lawyer who represented the state police in this course.
Yeah.
Case. It pops up at the Washington Post.
Sure. So there's plenty of instances where police get, for whatever reason,
bad info
on, you know, an address or something. They raid the wrong house.
So the ACLU,
somebody's dog gets shot. Maybe
they're looking for this information because they had represented so many people in Massachusetts and settled lawsuits on basically the wrong address, no-knock raids, grandma's getting, you know, having heart attacks, getting killed, dogs getting killed, apartment buildings being set on fire by the state police. And so what happened is the state police refused these public records requests.
And no, we're not going to give you the records you've requested. Sorry. Protect and serve who? No, no.
You may not have General Law Chapter 60, 460, I mean, Chapter 460, where any government agency must, you know, provide documents or certify why they can't provide them or certify they don't exist. I did many of these public record requests over the years.
Right.
The state
these
police,
are sunshine laws and stuff like that, right?
The state police said, yeah, we're not part of the government. We're not government. We're not bound by the Constitution, and we're not required to follow this. So in the article, it says, as it turns out, a number of SWAT teams in the Bay State are operated by what are called Law Enforcement Councils, or LECs. These LECs are funded by several police agencies in a given geographical area and overseen by an executive board, which is usually made up of police chiefs from member police departments. In 2012, for example, a Tewksbury Police Department paid about $4,600 in annual membership dues to the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council. So then this is where they go that these law enforcement councils were.
So this
like,
is an agency of agencies.
Yep.
It's a meta-agency.
So I skipped some stuff in the article here. Some of these LECs also apparently are incorporated as 501c3 organizations. And it's here that we run into problems. According to the ACLU, law enforcement councils are claiming that the 501c3 status means they're private corporations and not government agencies. So
Angie, if you, for whatever reason, decided to file some kind of return, some kind of piece of paperwork to find out, you know, from your town's cops whether or not, you know, how many raids they'd performed, would you expect them to tell you that information? Or would you expect that, would it be come as a shock to you that they decided, we're not going
to
do that?
Well, I thought that if you sent in a request that you got the records, that they had to send it to you. You had to get it.
That's what I thought, too.
I would
operating under the assumption that at the very least, if I wanted that information,
I had access to
that
it.
I would get it.
Yes.
So Metrolec, which is one of, and it's an acronym for this law enforcement council.
Okay.
One of the largest of law enforcement councils covering the metropolitan Boston area, operates a range of specialized resources, including canine unit, computer crime unit, crisis negotiation team, mobile operations motorcycle unit, and regional response team. In addition to its own SWAT force, the organization maintains its own Bearcat armored vehicle, as well as a $700,000 state-of-the-art command and control panel. They reportedly use the Bearcat 26 times.
Yeah, like a charity that uses Bearcats. That's amazing. Like, it's one thing if you're, you know, I can see how policing agencies, maybe they get together and do the, you know, the local police softball league or something. And then if somebody asks for records on the local softball, police softball thing, then you could call that a charity. But the idea that you get together, police departments get together in order to share members and SWAT teams because they have these in fire departments too, right? So they have these sort of meta fire agencies that will respond to certain types of calls in a given geographic area. That's still, to my mind, a government agency, even though it's not working for any particular government. It's a government agency that works for government agencies.
So I skipped through this article. This isn't the exact article I was looking for. This one's as the ACLU was suing. But the last paragraph is the argument that the LECs in Massachusetts are private corporations and therefore immune to the state open record laws was made by Jack Collins. I actually know this guy, Jack Collins.
Okay.
The general counsel for the Massachusetts Chief of Police Association. He has a really nice house on Nantucket I've been to.
I imagine he does,
Trucked his granddaughter's horses there.
Yeah.
And sold them hay for years.
Got him some hay. Yeah.
He makes good money.
Anybody who lives on Nantucket does.
Actually, this guy writes...
actually, they made good money some time ago, and now they don't have to do it anymore.
And then he's like, I contacted his office, talking about Jack Collins, to request an interview, but he hasn't heard back yet. So, and then what has happened, and the article I didn't find, is the Massachusetts Supreme Court actually sided with the state police in this case. And what they said, I'm going to quote it close as I can get, but basically that these law enforcement councils are actual charities, just like the American Heart and Lung and the American Cancer Society. And what is happening right now, so that was a Supreme Court justice. That was his opinion. And just like your thing here, where your show prep that the police aren't bound to protect us, I said this to a guy once, they don't have to protect you. They're not bound to do that. And he says, that's your opinion. I said, no, it's the opinion of a Supreme Court justice.
Right, and that's what law is. Right? Like, have you heard the term minority opinion before? Well, that means that you haven't heard that?
No.
So what happens, Angie, is that when the Supreme Court hands down a decision, they decide either 9-0, 8-1, 7-2, down to, 5-4. And the losers, unless, of course, it's 0, and most decisions are either 9-0 or 8-1, mind you.
Okay.
But the losers write a minority opinion, and then the winners write the majority opinion. The majority opinion becomes law.
Makes sense.
So the Supreme Court, I mean, this is the opinion of 5 judges, and they may not exactly agree why they agree. So some of them will write these other opinions that are sort of, more than one dissenting opinion or whatever it is. And that's what law is. It's an opinion, some lawyer's opinion, enforced by a gun.
The same fight's coming up in New Hampshire. I'd like to talk about that next.
I'm interested. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.